shadow people and shadow animals. The mysterious phenomenon of shadow people has been reported all over the world. I have referred to it in some other articles. No one really knows what shadow people really are. All they know is they see a shadow so dark it can even be seen in a dark room, and many times it looks like the outline of a person and slowly sails across the room. One instance I know about was a shadow was seen which was so dark it was reported as the blackest thing anyone could ever see, and it was slowly making its way across the ceiling. The room was said to have absolutely no light and was extremely dark, and yet this shadow stood out. It turns out shadow people are not the only type of mysterious shadows appearing in places. There are quite a few stories about shadow animals. One story tells of a person in a dark room who sees the shadow of a large predatory animal which looks like a tiger or some other large cat. As he stood there frozen in fear, the shadow animal began to head his way and picked up speed. He ducked out of fear as it went right past him and disappeared. Another sighting took place when someone had woken up in the middle of the night in their dark bedroom. In the middle of the ceiling there was an extremely black blob. It caught the eye of the person, and as he looked at it, it began to move. It had six crab-like legs and began to scamper across the ceiling until it made it to the door and then slid out of the room through the space between the top of the door and the frame. How can things like this be explained? Some people say they are ghosts, others claim they are aliens watching us. Yet others say they don't exist, or they were just ordinary shadows and the people seeing them didn't realize it. If you talk to some of those who have seen these things, you begin to realize most of them are ordinary people like you and me who have seen something which can't be explained. Yes, there are some who may have been mistaken in what they saw, but also many who have seen a worldwide phenomena which can't be explained, even though many are trying. Some people think they know more about the shadow people and creatures than most, and have classified what they believe to be the type of shadow people. When I look at things like the definitions they give for shadow people, I can't help but notice many of the things they say are not what I have found in investigating the shadow people. For example, they are classified as being very tall, but this has not been a fact in the cases I have looked at. Also, the cases I have studied are of shadows which are flat, but there are some cases, preferably outdoors, in which witnesses claim the shadows had depth to them. One thing I agree with is the fact shadow people and animals seem to appear a lot of times in bedrooms. Some people believe this proves people are only dreaming they see shadow people or shadow creatures. When the UFO sightings started to appear, it seems the same excuses of misidentification were being quoted, but there comes a point where so many people have seen something where the rest of us have to think there just might be some truth there. This is what is happening in these cases. There are many mysteries out there, and someday hopefully we will have many more answers, but for now, when many people see the same types of things, we need more scientific-based investigations. One of the most seen shadow animals is said to be a cat. Not a big cat, but the type of cat one might have as a pet. They have been seen indoors and out. The funny part of this, many times it looks like a flat outline in a dark room, but when seen outside it takes on more of a three-dimensional shaped shadow, as I said. One question which is often asked is, could a shadow person or shadow creature be some sort of ghost? No one really knows, but there are plenty of guesses. They have been called uncaring abouters, devils, demons, and what might be left of a spirit. One woman claimed there were shadow people in her home which were aggressive. This is somewhat unusual. She stated they would knock things over. She called them jinn, a term much more well known in Arabic culture. It basically means genie. Are these creatures which have been around even longer than humans? When shadow animal appearances are reported, they are almost always said to be without facial features. They seem to be harmless, even though you might get scared initially when seeing one flee in your direction. It has been said they come in all sizes. Some can be as huge as a bear, while others can be as tiny as a mouse. Seeing a shadow creature of the larger type could be upsetting, to say the least, especially if it looks to be standing on two legs. Some people say shadow people and creatures are only seen in the peripheral vision, but this is certainly not true in many accounts. Many people have seen them head-on. Since many times they are seen in our bedrooms, this brings up the question, are they watching us? What about all the hours we are asleep, are they there? It could be they are always there but disappear most of the time when we wake. I guess this question could be answered if we placed a camera in our room when we are asleep, but would you want to know if this is true? Could a camera of any kind even pick up a shadow in an unlighted room? People claim to have taken photos of shadow people, but I am not so sure after seeing some of the photos. They look pretty flaky to me, at least the ones I have seen. I have no answers to what is going on, and all I could do is guess like anyone else. There is a theory which states more shadow people and shadow creatures appear to those who have had an alien abduction than others. I don't know if this is true, but it could be, and this entire phenomenon could be tied in with aliens in some way if it is legitimate.